And today we're joined by Hundelewa Te Hau. She's a creative sector executive and governance professional. She's from Ngāti Hine, whakatohia, Ngāti Kākanginu, Ngāti Rere Ahu, me Ngāti Maniapoto, Tūwhare Tō, Ngāti Raukawa. She's got connections everywhere, this wahine. And she's been selected as Nationals candidate in the seat of Tāmaki Makaurau for this year's election. It's great to have you join us for a kōrero te tohine. Tēnā koe, Hinerewa. Yes, you could have stood all over the place there, sister.
I could have, can't I? Mum and Dad did pretty well, I reckon, those tūpuna.
Yes.
Got me everywhere.
Tēnā koe. Well, tell us about firstly, some of your mahi. You've been working in the creative sector for a long time now. Hinerewa, what skills do you think you've garnered that could be useful should you be successful and find your way to Wellington?
Morena Adele. I've for the last 7 years, I've been head of Creative Northland, the regional arts organisation for Tai Tokorai, I'm Auckland, born and bred. So those skills are, for me, around understanding regional development, community development, working with communities, making sure our people have got, you know, projects that meet their needs. I've always been referred to as one of those really good advisors, strategy girl, and understand business. And I love business because, you know, that for me is around how we build, sustainability for our whānau, lifestyles, and, better income. So, yeah.
I spoke just recently, actually, with Harite. Hipango, of course, is standing for Te Teihau Aotearoa. But it's been a while since National have fielded candidates in the Māori seats. Do you see it as an honour, really, to represent, as perhaps the blue team move back more towards these important Māori vehicles for change? And what would you say of the decision to put you forward as the candidate in such a prominent seat as Tāmaki Makaurau?
it's good. I think it's really good to see National putting voice back into a Māori seat that has had no one standing there for the last two decades. This election is about choice, and we can see, for our Māori people, you need representation, hey, on these types of seats, and putting equity back into the party, the Māori voice is really important. So I'm delighted to put my name forward for the Tāmaki Makaurau region and to give representation and to support, you know, the issues that are important to our people. Mm. Especially in Auckland, you know, because it's massive urban Māori, iwi Māori. So, you know, we've got a number of challenges across the region, eh?
And some of them are pretty tough. Do you agree, or are you obliged to agree with some issues that some Māori see as being anti-Māori? For instance, the disestablishment of Taka Whai Ora. It's been clear that there's dissatisfaction going down that track and double bureaucracies, etc. I talk with Chris Luxon quite regularly, to be honest.
Yeah.
So whether you have personal viewpoints that might warm to what has been done here, you're obliged to follow party lines. And obviously, if elected, National intends disestablishing Taka Whai Ora, do you agree with that, or are you obliged or forced to?
Well, first off, you know, every party puts out their policy, and our policy is there to our policy that's there counting about establishing Te Aka Whai is because we believe in a single system, and that we feel that we can get better targets with a single system. We're already an integrated system anyway, and so, you know, there's some major challenges that we have to face. So, you know, when you say obliged, well, you know, I have my personal opinion, but I think what our party and our leader, Luxon, is suggesting is a good pathway, and I think we can meet those targets to increase, you know, get better outcomes and better needs for our Māori in the health sector. They've got to, you know, increase, because currently they're not. So, you know, we've got to cut health waiting times by training more doctors, nurses, midwives, and giving Kiwis access, to more treatments. So, yeah. Let's see, I kind of sit on that one.
What would you prioritise politically as issues that can assist Māori living within the boundaries of Tāmaki Makaurau?
Well, I think we can't disagree is that cost of living is very high at the moment. We've got to reduce the cost of our cost of living. We've got to create better paying jobs. You know, we've got to make sure that our whānau have got more money in their pockets rather than less money. You know, and we've got to look at the how we lift our school achievement as well. So, you know, those things for me are very important. I'm a huge fan of whānau ora. For me, that's about development and growth for our whānau and what we can do in that space. And we've got to put more look at, you know, reviewing whānau ora and building better resilience around that program. And then, of course, with our latest tax policies as well, is that, you know, there's two there of our tax policies that I'm very, I think are very important for our people, which is around family boost and working for income tax credit. Because, you know, that means you've got to get our people applying for that tax credit to put money back in your pocket. So those, I think, for me, are the key ones there. You know, making sure that our whānau needs are met.
Tēnā koe. So you think the Pēnei Henare has done its day and Marlam is hugging trees and that doesn't represent urban Auckland?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, we've got to have some fun in Māori politics.
You
so.
Do, you do, you do. But, you know, look, there's a reason why we all stand in these parties. You've got to have good representation across all parties. I'm that representation for Tamaki Makaurau today. So, you know, it's I've been in a couple of debates now with Pēnei Henare, and, you know, and it's very good to be there with your whānau standing on one side and Marama Davison on the other. So, you know, you've got to meet meet a number of levels. So, you know, Pēnei's, I will say to my whānau, he's done a good job to date, but I think National can do a better job.
Well, that's respectful. That's respectful politicking there, sister. Fair call. Look, you described Hinerewa, and I wonder where this comes from, because, you know, we tend to not develop political viewpoints in isolation. I'm just wondering, you know, whose table you've been sitting around discussing these matters. But one description of you is that you specialise in culture and how much culture matters in economic outcomes. I wonder if you might just flesh that out a little.
I think when you come from the creative sector, as I do, and I've also worked in the tourism sector, is that culture becomes really important. So, you know, Te Ao Māori viewpoint is part of our DNA here in Aotearoa. So, you know, we are a bicultural nation before we were multicultural, but then we had a number of diverse cultures as well. So, you know, you can get, like Hui Papa said at the Koranehana just recently, you know, if it's by Māori, it's good for the nation, you know, so what's good for Māori is good for the people. So I really believe that in economic outcomes, you need to put culture policy at the forefront. So that's about our people, it's about our knowledge base, it's about understanding what you and I have in common, what our similarities and commonalities, which actually can then drive our local economies, you know, so in the creative sector, of course, you know, our project's all about our story and a narrative. So we come from a very different, we come from a different platform. We're not always looking at the fiscal. We're looking at the narrative that may build, you know, some that may build fiscal opportunities for us. And then, of course, our people are very good in business. So, you know, culture really matters to the economic footprint. You get your culture right, then everything else follows. Your social responsibility, your economic responsibility, and, of course, your narratives always end up around the environmental, you know, side of things. And, of course, you know, that's a big issue for us here in New Zealand. So, you know, that's my framework, I suppose, is to be able to use culture as a platform for progress and for development and for growth and working with our people to build up their own stories and narratives.
Thanks very much. It does. And do you only wear blue clothes now, Hinerewa?
Do I only wear blue clothes? Well, can I tell you, blue with red and black goes very, very well together. So
blue
I'm mixing the colours up.
Yes, blue, red and black. Sounds pretty good to me too.
Yeah, blue and black. Blue and black is a very nice colour together. So, you know, colour palettes are very important, but I make sure the blue stands out.
I'm sure. Hey, what do you find is the most challenging aspect of campaigning, Hinerewa?
Oh, gosh, the most challenging aspect. Sometimes different. Sometimes when you're meeting our community, different points of view. Sometimes it's about being able to present a Māori narrative to those who don't understand. But in general, it's pretty good. I'm loving the door knocking, loving meeting different people. That's good. So, yeah, you know, I think any person who stands as a candidate, and I know we've got, especially in our party, we've got some amazing candidates, but they're working hard, door knocking, you know. So I would suppose, you know, sometimes we, when you're out there on the hustings, you know, our families who are at home miss out on our time. So that's the biggest one, I think.
Well, it's been nice having a few moments with you. Not our last conversation, because we need to let our people know who our people are standing for and why. And so it's great to have you join us on the program. I look forward to our next conversation too, Hene Rewa. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning. We appreciate it.
Tēnā koe.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
And you too. All the best on the campaign hustings.